John chapter 8. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Then at dawn he presented himself at the temple again. And all the people came, and he sat down and was teaching them, when the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman who had been caught in adultery. And they placed her at the focus of attention. And they said to him, testing him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of committing adultery. And in the law, Moses commanded us that such people are to be stoned. So what do you say?" But they said this, testing him, so that they might have something to accuse him with. But Jesus stooped and wrote on the ground with his finger, not acting in pretense. And when they persisted in asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you cast a stone at her first." Then stooping again, he wrote on the ground. And having heard it, and being convicted by their conscience, they went out one by one, beginning with the elders. Then Jesus was left there alone with the woman at the focal point. Then Jesus straightened himself up, and, not seeing anyone except the woman, he said to her, "Where are those accusers of yours? Didn't anyone condemn you?" And she said, "No one, Lord." Jesus then said, "Neither do I judge you. Go and do not sin any more." Then Jesus spoke to them again and said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will certainly not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Then the Pharisees said to him, "You are testifying about yourself. Your testimony is not true." Jesus answered and said to them, "Even if I testify about myself, my testimony is true, because I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh, but I do not judge anyone. And if I do judge, my judgment is true, because I am not alone, but it is a case of me and the Father who sent me. And in your law it stands written that the testimony of two men is true. I am the one testifying about myself, and the Father who sent me testifies about me too." Then they said to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You neither know me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father too." Jesus spoke these words in the treasury while teaching in the temple, but no one seized him, because his hour had not yet come. Then Jesus said to them again, "I am going away, and you will seek me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot go." Then the Jews said, "Is he going to kill himself, in that he said, 'Where I am going, you cannot go'?" And he said to them, "You are of the things below, but I am of the things above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. So I said to you, you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." Then they said to him, "Who are you?" And Jesus said to them, "I tell you the beginning, which I have been telling you all along. I have many things concerning you to say and to judge, but he who sent me is true, and what I hear from him, that I say to the world." They did not know that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am, and that on my own initiative I do not do anything, but as my Father has taught me, so I speak. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, because I always do the things which are pleasing to him." As he said these things, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you remain in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They replied to him, "We are the seed of Abraham, and we have never been slaves to anyone. How come you say, 'You will be free'?" Jesus replied to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, that everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin, but the slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains throughout the age. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are the seed of Abraham, but you are looking for a way to kill me, because my word does not find room in you. I speak of what I have seen with my Father, and you consequently do what you have seen with your father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing Abraham's works. But now you are looking for a way to kill me, a man who has spoken to you the truth which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the works of your father." Then they said to him, "We were not born from fornication. We have one Father, God." Then Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, since I came out from God and have come here. For I did not come on my own initiative, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my discourse? Because you are not able to hear my words. You stem from your father, the devil, and you have a will to carry out the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks the lie, he speaks from his own mind, because he is a liar and is the father of it. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Who among you can convict me of sin? But if I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is from God hears the words of God. That is why you do not hear them, because you are not from God." Then the Jews replied and said to him, "Were we not right in saying, 'You are a Samaritan, and you are possessed by a demon?'" Jesus replied, "I am not possessed by a demon, but I honour my Father, whereas you dishonour me. And I do not seek my glory. There is the one who seeks and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if a person keeps my word, he will by no means see death throughout the age." The Jews said to him, "Now we know you are possessed by a demon. Abraham and the prophets died, but you say, 'If a person keeps my word, he will by no means taste death throughout the age.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets also died. Whom do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus replied, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, whom you say is our God. But you have not come to know him, but I know him. And if I were to say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham your father was glad to see my day, and he saw it, and he rejoiced." Then the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham came into being, I am." Then they took up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself, and he went out of the temple and crossed through the thick of them, and so he passed them by.